Back in the day, insurance agents visited with their clients around the kitchen table to collect premiums and discuss coverage. Nowadays, people are more concerned with convenience and price without really understanding what they're purchasing. Our goal for each show is to bring some of that kitchen table conversation back in order to help our listeners understand their coverage and how it relates to their particular situation. We would like to mention that every insurance company is a little different as far as their policies and coverage. Please contact your insurance company for more information on your particular situation. And now, let's talk insurance. Hello, and welcome once again to Let's Talk Insurance, a weekly podcast where we share with you all things insurance. I am Matt. We are from M. Vanderplow Insurance Agency, located in beautiful downtown Zeeland, Michigan. If you're anywhere in the Lake Michigan Lakeshore area, you can give us a call, 616-396-1497. Anywhere else in the state of Michigan, you can call us toll-free, 1-800-968-1497. As always, you can visit us on the web. Doesn't matter if you're on a desktop, laptop, smartphone, or tablet. It's all the same address. And that address is mvpinsure.us. That's mvpinsure.us. Again, that's mvpinsure.us. If you want to send us an email, you could do that too. It's marsiliins@gmail.com. That's marsiljeins@gmail.com. Heard on the news the other day that, Christmas shopping season is in full swing. Black Friday just happened. As I mentioned on a previous podcast, it just seems like, Black Friday is turning into Black November with a lot of stores and online sites starting their sales in early November rather than starting it on Black Friday, which is the day after Thanksgiving. Just seems like those traditions are getting further and further away as we consumers want to find more and better deals, more bang for our buck and whatnot. As part of that news article, they had mentioned that for the first time in history, that mobile shopping, that's using your phone or using a tablet, has surpassed online shopping via a computer or a laptop and in-store shopping, so actually going out to a store. So a lot more people are using their phones or using their tablets to do their shopping. There's still people out there shopping in the stores, but it seems like a majority of Americans would rather get their shopping done online via their phone or their tablet rather than going into a physical store. But I did find some tips from a website, The Hearty Soul, to help you if you're going to do some shopping, maybe some last-minute shopping in actual stores or at the mall. They have a whole list of tips, and I'm only going to share a few of them here today with you because I do want you to go read the full article at The Hearty Soul. So you go to our website, mvpinsure.us. That's mvpinsure.us. Middle, lower of the landing page, you're going to see Let's Talk Insurance. Click on that, and that'll bring you to our blog for today, showing you the tips that we're sharing during the podcast and also a link to the original article. If you happen to be listening to this later on, easy enough, just do like I said before, go to mvpinsure.us, lower middle of the landing page, Let's Talk Insurance. Click on that, and it'll go to our blog. And then in the upper right corner, there is a search bar. And just type into that search bar, Christmas Shopping Tips, and you will find the article for today. Now, the first tip that they have for you when you're out shopping in physical stores says here, leave the cash at home. Don't bring a lot of cash with you. Use your credit or debit cards instead. Now they posit that it's much easier to cancel a credit or debit card if it's stolen, but if somebody steals your cash, you're out of luck because cash can be spent anywhere. You can't call and cancel cash. So that's their first tip is leave the cash at home. If you absolutely have to use cash, you don't have an ATM or a credit or debit card, then they recommend keeping the money in a wallet. and putting that in your front pocket, the front pocket of your pants, the front pocket of your shirt. It makes it that much more difficult for thieves or pickpockets to get at that cash. If you have it in a back pocket, if you've got it in a purse, it's just a little bit easier for a pickpocket to walk up, bump into you, grab your wallet out of your back pocket or out of your purse and abscond with it. So by having it in your front pocket, whether it's in your pants pocket or your shirt pocket, makes it a little bit more difficult for them to try to take your money from you. Now, to go along with that, I've got another tip here. Don't use ATMs. All right. If you need cash, utilize the cashback feature at the checkout when available. I know at like a grocery store, at Target or Walmart, a lot of those stores, when you use your ATM, your debit or credit card, it'll say, do you want cash back and how much cash back do you want? If you need cash and you're out and about at the stores, we recommend doing that rather than going to the store's ATM or the mall's ATM. Reason being is card skimmers. Card skimmers are very prevalent. And if you're using an ATM you're not familiar with, whether it's an ATM at a mall or in a store, who's to say that that doesn't contain a skimmer that will skim all of your card information and give it to the thieves? If you don't want to use a cashback feature, or if the store doesn't have a cashback feature, you need to go to your particular bank itself and take money out of their ATM. It's a lot safer by using the bank's ATM rather than, like I said, using a mall or a store ATM. Okay. The next tip that they have for you is, I just break it down like this: dress for the grocery store, not the Taj Mahal. You need to dress in comfortable clothes, of course, especially if you're going to be walking the mall. Make sure you dress in layers because they do tend to turn up the heat, and with large crowds breathing and walking around, they can generate a lot of heat, and it does get rather stuffy in malls or department stores with crowds of people. So dress in layers so that you can strip them off as needed. And then also leave your excess or expensive jewelry at home. Going out to the store, going to the mall, of course you want to look good, but you don't want to look too good. You wear bright, shiny jewelry. That's just a tip off for a thief that, hey, this mark may have some cash. So I think I want to follow this person around and see what I can get away with. If you're dressing down, if you're dressing for the grocery store, likelihood of a thief giving you a double look, it's probably less likely if they see you walking around in pajama pants or jogging pants and a t-shirt or a sweatshirt. They're probably going to pass you by, and they're going to be looking for the people that were with the leather purses and the expensive baubles out for all to see. Next tip that I have for you is go with a friend. Especially if shopping in the evening, have a friend or two join with you. The larger the crowd, the more likely a thief will skip you. If a thief sees that two or three people are shopping together, it's a bit of a hassle. It's 3-to-1. They're going to look for marks where they can do a one-on-one, possibly where they can overpower the person. So definitely, if you're going to be shopping at night, doing your Christmas shopping at night, go with a friend or two just to be safe. If you are alone and you need to shop alone, then they recommend that you shop during daylight hours if possible. If that's not possible and you have to go out in the evening, they recommend parking in a well-lit parking space as close to the entrance to the store or mall as possible. That way it'll minimize the time that you have walking to and from the mall, especially if you have packages and whatnot. And also in a well-lit area where other people can see you. So that in case somebody does rob you, there are other witnesses that could get a better look at the thief as they're running away or whatnot. Okay. And the last tip that I have for you is be aware of your surroundings. It's really important. I've noticed that in the mall a little while ago when we went Christmas shopping, that a lot of people are looking down at their phones. Whether they're sitting in the mall looking at their phones, they're walking down aisles looking at their phones. It seems like people are paying more attention to their phones than they are to their surroundings. And that's what thieves are looking for. They're looking for people that aren't paying attention. If you're looking down at your phone, you may not notice the person coming up behind you and taking things out of your bags, or taking your wallet or whatnot. So if somebody texts you, that's fine, but don't sit there on your phone as you're walking through the mall. Pay attention to your surroundings. And you know what? The malls right now are decorated wonderfully for Christmas. It's one thing that I enjoy doing when we do go to the mall is I like people watching. Just seeing people, what they're wearing, what they're doing. It's an enjoyable pastime, especially when I'm waiting for my wife and the kids. As they're doing something else, I'll wait for them out in the mall itself, and sitting on a bench and just watching the people go by. But definitely pay attention to your surroundings at all times. It's very, very important. Now again, we are from M. Vanderplow Insurance Agency. We're located in beautiful downtown Zeeland, Michigan. If you're anywhere in the Lake Michigan Lakeshore, you can give us a call, 616-396-1497. Anywhere else in the state of Michigan, you can call us toll-free, 1-800-968-1497. Visit us on the web. It doesn't matter if you're on a desktop, laptop, smartphone, or tablet. It's all the same address, and that's mvpinsure.us. That's mvpinsure.us. You want to send us an email, you can do that too. It's marcellins@gmail.com. That's marcellins@gmail.com. And again, I want you to go to mvpinsure.us, lower middle of the landing page, look for the Let's Talk Insurance section, click on that, and it'll bring you to the blog post for today. If you happen to be listening to it later on, again, you just follow the same instructions, just up in the search bar, type in Christmas shopping tips, and that will bring you to the article today. And I do want you to go to the article at the Hearty Soul, because there are many more tips for Christmas shopping safety, being safe when you're shopping in the stores and bringing your goodies home to wrap up for the family and friends. So again, go to mvpinsure.us, lower middle of the landing page, Let's Talk Insurance. Click on through to the blog post and make sure that you read that full article from the Hearty Soul. So, well, that's going to do it for this week. I want to thank you for tuning in each and every week to Let's Talk Insurance, the weekly podcast where we share with you all things insurance. And I hope you have a very happy week.